NFL News Time 609. Time to check on the trip home, and it's been rougher than we expected. Mark Jackson, what's going on now?
Really has. In fact, it's not quite 30 minutes TSL travel time, but it's pretty close. Salt Lake City to the South Interchange on southbound I-15, and really we can blame the earlier car fire on southbound I-15 in Midvale for the fact that the traffic has just never fully recovered on the rush hour. That's again southbound I-15 through the valley. So it continues to be sluggish, but is improving down to Draper, and northbound traffic coming up Draper into Sandy's sluggish and slow. Another slow stretch about 1300 south heading into downtown, and you still have some east belt delays, 215 southbound to some earlier trouble at 4500 south. Heather.
We're seeing some improvement northbound I-15 through Davis County, but you're still under the speed limit from the Kaysville Ponds up to Antelope Drive in Layton, with the slowest being right around 200 north exit in Kaysville. And then out in Clinton, looks like we're pretty busy right now on 2000 west. That's both northbound and southbound between 1300 and 1800 north. Michelle.
Traffic volume still heavy. Bangor Highway from above 4500 south to 5400 south. Drivers in Utah County seeing delays from Point of the Mountain down through Lehigh southbound. Northbound also heavy from Lehigh up to State Road 92. And University Parkway in Provo still showing extra heavy traffic. Introducing Mercedes-Benz of Farmington, one price, one person, one hour, one customer at a time, where they never charge dealer handling fees. Now open in Farmington or online at Mercedes-Benz, MercedesFarmington.com. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.